Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, well, look, things are going poorly in Dallas, Texas.
It's not going good. Cowboy fan, Maverick fan, yeah. You know.
It's rough.
Anthony Davis played two quarters there and blew out a core muscle.
After being awesome.
Yeah.
It was
the best first half like you could have, and then he's possibly done for the
year. He went for like 14, 8, and 3 in the first quarter. He was great.
What is next? What could they possibly... How could we crap on Dallas sports fan worse?
Yeah. I mean, the Cowboys suck. I mean,
Corey Seager injury?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
something bad happens to SMU.
They have Ranger hope, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they've been in the World Series like recently.
Yeah, but they weren't very good last year, were they? I don't think they were.
No,
took a step back.
They were not very good. Well, if it does anything for you, but like I know you don't care, but the Dallas Stars are good, but they always crap out.
Who's their best player?
Who'd be their best player?
It had been Pavelski for a while. I don't know that it still
probably
is.
Jason Robertson.
Can we trade Jason Robertson to the Lakers?
Ottinger's their good goalie. Ship him
trade
out of town.
Ottinger. Anyway, two of the fans that were kicked out of the Dallas Mavericks arena last night during the loss to the Kings were holding large poster board signs that read "Fire Nico."
Yeah,
which of course is a reference to their GM Nico Harrison. And one of the men was seen mouthing "Fire Nico" on the arena video screens earlier in the game.
They ran him.
So well, they kicked him out.
They do like a karaoke sing-along, and they get fans ready to do it. So they handed him like a fake mic so he could do the song. And instead of mouthing the song, he just mouthed "Fire Nico," and they cut the feed immediately.
Yeah, dude, you want to talk about what a bunch of sensitive bitches that you are? I mean, this is the James Dolan, like Charles Oakley stuff. Like... who was the Carolina owner, right, does this, David Tepper.
Tepper, yeah.
Like, the moment you start trying to control fans, you lose an entire fan base. Like, this is...
Well, you just look so sensitive and petty.
Yes. And by the way, you can't control a fan base. You can't piss off a fan base and then win them back by some sort of iron-fisted rule. Like, I just... How dumb do you have to be as an organization to engage in this? Because all you're doing, let's say, even if you let some people bring some signs in and some guy mousing, and dude, let it go, and this is a non-story. But the moment you start kicking people out, now every national broadcast is talking about this. It's local news stories, and it's only going to encourage more fans to keep trying this crap. I mean, this is just...
A bunch of people were protesting.
Yeah, outside
the game.
Yep.
Mark Cuban was seen telling fans to sit the F down who were chanting "Fire Nico." Not a great look for him or them.
No.
I think it's weird. You know, everything's changed since Cuban sold his portion. I mean, these new owners, they really don't know what they're doing.
No.
And they seem to not really care. They're just sensitive rich people.
Yeah.
And that's why you have things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, I mean, if you think about it, Nico Harrison, I heard somebody making this point today. I don't remember who it was, but it's like, where is... If this is all falling on Nico, and I'm sure he knows he kind of has to fall on this sword for that trade, but where is ownership in all this?
Oh, he made a statement. Do you want me to pull it up?
Who, Nico?
No, the owner.
The owner.
The owner wrote a statement, and it's weird. Hold on, let me get it.
I heard that. I'm just saying, like,
well, apparently,
why is no one giving the ownership team trap.
I think they all know that they're Epstein landlords. Nico said that when he went to the owner was like, what? Oh, I guess I trust you. I mean, even Nico kind of basically said this was not the owner's idea. And whether or not that's true or not, or he's just falling on the sword for the owner.
But he ran it by the owner, and the owner said okay.
The owner said okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There should be criticism right there.
Yeah.
The owner should have said, wait a minute, what?
Problem is, I think when you're the
you're
owner
not doing that.
And you don't have any idea what you're doing.
Exactly.
I think that's just what this comes
down to. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know why the ownership group, maybe it's because they're just kind of out of sight, out of mind,
yeah.
at least to the rest of the sports world.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're not taking as much crap as Nico.
I don't know. I just think in general, most of the time when you get someone that's pissed off, you just, a group of people, you just need one place to focus your energy. And Nico is
the GM's the most frontward facing.
Yeah. So very rarely does hate get spread out. You focus on one thing.
Pick one.
And that's where everyone's anger goes. And for better or worse, Nico Harrison is the eye of the hurricane.
Well,
right
they've been decidedly different since Cuban left.
Yes.
And did you see that Nico was not available for the Anthony Davis introductory press conference?
Really?
Did you read that?
No, I did
not. He was not there.
Where was he?
He might have been there, but he wasn't available to the media.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and this just goes
That's just going to make it worse.
It's just going to make it worse because now you're hiding. And then, my God, to have him go down potentially for the entire year. If you're Nico, you're just sitting there with your head in between your legs right now, just breathing into a paper bag. Cause it's just, you know, by the way, they may not make the postseason because they just had their other center go down for a significant period of time with a knee strain. I'm looking at where they're at. I want to say they were like sixth or seventh, right? They're eighth. They're 28-26. I mean, Phoenix isn't any good. San Antonio's not climbing up. Portland's not climbing up. So maybe they're a play-in team, but dude, Dallas is going to be the ninth or tenth seed in the West, and LA right now. I mean, LA doesn't have a center, but I mean, you imagine if LA ends up making a run and they end up going to the finals or the Western Conference Finals or whatever, and you're Dallas and you miss the postseason, like you get bounced in the play-in. I mean,
with all the injuries and with Davis's, I mean, he's a question mark. I don't see how they do make, I mean, they, I don't know. The whole thing's been blown up.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad.
So, yeah. So I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Dirk Nowitzki he was in LA for Luka's debut. I mean,
it's weird.
If you want to talk about Portland mismanaging the Damian Lillard thing, and they certainly did, regardless of whether you thought they should have built around him or moved him out, they butchered that thing. Dude, that looks like that's a first-class organization, like A-plus compared to whatever the hell Dallas just did.
Well, the problem with it is, from Nico Harrison's perspective, is that there is no winning no matter what. No matter if you were right.
Yeah.
Because the scuttlebutt around the league is that the drinking is a real problem. They were tired of him. He was uncoachable. He ran
Carlisle
out of town. He's really, really, really difficult, and they did not want to put, and he's got a big drinking problem, and they said they don't want to give him $350 million, and I can see where they're coming from on that.
Yeah.
So the problem, though, is how do you win at any point, even if you're right? Where does it ever look good for you?
The best way is by getting a really good haul for the guy, which you didn't do.
He didn't do that either.
And that
would have been one saving
so
way
if,
to save
if Luka does not win a title in L.A.,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's not like we're going to be blaming Luca's lack of work ethic or hard to coach or his alcohol problems. Nobody's going to be blaming that.
No.
So Nico doesn't win there.
No.
He can't ever go, see, this is why I traded Luca, and this is why you don't pay that guy the Supermax. He's never going to have that moment.
No. And unfortunately, too, the other thing that he's known for is getting rid of Jalen Brunson because he didn't want to extend him. And now Brunson's an all-NBA guy. So it's just, he might need to call up Nike because I think he's going to be out of the NBA real soon. I mean, I don't know how you recover from those two things. And if you're a Mavericks fan, I don't know what to tell you. Cause it's, I'm trying to think of the last time someone that was 23, 24, is Luka 25,
but it's 25 now.
25. When's the last time a team lost its 25-year-old generational five-time all NBA player? Like, this doesn't happen. Yeah. I think they said the only other players that kind of met that criteria were Tracy McGrady and I think Wilt Chamberlain. So,
do you think Jode and the Blazers would allow people signs that read "sell the team"?
No, no,
because I don't think they would either.
They'll pull them out.
You know, I mean, I see that viewpoint.
Sure,
I mean, I do.
Yeah,
but I also think it's probably better PR to just ignore them.
Well, and there's a difference between taking a sign and kicking people out.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you can just take it.
What if they're
wearing it on a shirt? And they can't take the shirt off.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's tough. I mean, I guess then I suppose you can do the, hey, turn it inside out, or, you know, we're going to ask you to leave, you know, but I don't know. Kicking people out of arenas for expressing an opinion. So then what about booing? Do we start?
Right. Hey, or dropping an F-bomb.
Dropping an F-bomb, like, booing. It's just, it's a slippery slope.
Telling a player they suck.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me that you can sit next to me or you and, like, offend everyone in the section and have to, and probably not get kicked out.
Yeah.
You're just an obnoxious fan, mm-hmm. and yet you bring a sign that says fire the GM and you're out of there instantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's not right.
Again, I think there's a difference between saying, hey man, we appreciate the opinion. Let's give me your sign. And if you don't want to, then you can leave. But the guy gives you a sign, let him sit there and voice his opinion.
Yeah.
Find me a situation where an organization, a company, whatever, right, even an individual, reacted in a very sensitive editing manner, and it ended up being a good thing for them. Find me one.
Not a thing.
This is not a way to handle it that ever turns out good for you.
Aaron Rodgers, next team, next on The Fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.